trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us bow our heads and ask for divine guidance.
现在我们要低头请求上帝的指引。
我们的天父上帝，今天我们愿意更明白你的救恩，求主帮助每位听众感觉到他需要你的救恩。我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。Let us turn together to Lesson 35.
现在我们一同翻到第35课。
Lesson 35.
第35课。
You will find the subject of Lesson 35 is Why I Need Salvation.
第35课的题目是我为什么需要救恩。
Why do I need to be saved?
我为什么需要得救呢？
Someone may ask,
有人也许会问。
My life is not in danger.
我的生命并没有遭遇什么危险。
I am not sick.
我也没有生病。
Everything is peaceful around me.
我周围的一切都是很和平的。
It is natural for a person to think first of physical danger as real danger.
一个人，他想到身体方面的危险乃是真正的危险，这是很自然的事。
However,
但是
a much more serious danger exists.
还有一种更大的危险存在。
One which often goes unrecognized.
而这种危险是常是不为人所察觉的。
That is the danger of living in sin.
这就是生活在罪恶之中的危险。
The unrepentant sinner.
那些没有悔改的罪人
not only faces the destruction of the body,
不仅是面对着身体的毁灭，
he faces eternal destruction of the entire individual,
他也是面对着他整个的人永远的灭亡。
I recall vividly an experience,
我还很清楚地记得一个经验，
I had in West China,
就是在华西的地方所得到的。
Many years ago,
那是在多年以前了。
I was traveling over a mountainous area,
那时候正在这个一个山地行路。
With two other evangelists,
跟我同行的还有两位传道士。
We were riding horseback,
我们是骑在马上。
Our luggage was being carried.On the backs of Christian tribesmen.
我们的行李是由当地的本地的基督徒替我们扛着。
These husky men of the mountains.
这些个山地的身体强壮的人
led us across a river.
领着我们走过一条河。
It was midday.
那个时候正是正午。
And the sun was very hot.
太阳很热。
The carriers decided.To stop at the river.
那些个挑夫，他们就决定要在河边停一下。
For a cooling bath.
然后在河里头洗一个凉快的澡。
We sat on the back, on the bank.
我们坐在河岸上。
In the shade of a tree.
我们坐在树荫底下。
For rest.
休息一下。
Presently, we heard a shout.
突然之间，我们听见一个呼喊的声音。
Save life! Save life!
救命！救命！
We looked up.
我们就赶快往下头看。
And saw two of the carriers in the center of the river.
我们看见有两个挑夫走在河的中间。
One was waving frantically.
其中的一个是很厉害的在挥手。
The other was floating downstream.
另外一个就已经被河水冲下去了。
with his face under water.
他的脸是在水里头。
Without thinking about the swift current,
没有时间想到那个揣急的河流,
I jumped into the river.
我立刻就跳进了河。
Clothes, boots, and all.
连着我身上的衣服还有我脚上的鞋一块跳下去。
I swam to where the drowning carrier was.
我就游到那个被淹的漂浮那个地方去。
I grabbed him by the hair.
我就拉住了他的头发。
Then I tried to pull for the shore.
然后我就想办法要朝着河岸游。
However, the current was too swift.
但是这个河水流得太急了。
Soon I realized that both of us were being carried downstream.
过不久我就发现我们两个人都是一同被河水冲下去。
My friends on shore quickly sensed our danger.
我在岸上的朋友很快的就发现了这个危险。
One of them noticed a long rope.
其中有一个就注意到有一条长的绳子。
Tied to a horse's saddle.
是绑在一个马鞍上。
Soon he had thrown one end of that rope in my direction.
很快的他就把这绳子的一头扔到我这个方向来。
It was barely long enough to reach us.
正好可以够得着我们。
I did not have to be persuaded.
我用不着人劝我。
To hold tightly to that rope.
要抓紧那条绳子。
Until both of us had been hauled ashore.
然后我们两个人就一同被拉到岸上。
Artificial respiration revived the unconscious carrier.
人工呼吸就使那已经不省人事的挑夫就苏醒过来了。
Our carrier had been safe as long our carriers had been safe as long as they had contented themselves with bathing in the shallow water near the shore.
我们的挑夫只要他们愿意在靠近岸的浅水里头洗澡, 就会平安。
The danger came when one of them,
但是其中的一个,
a good swimmer,
他是游泳游得比较好一点,
inveigled a poor swimmer into deep, swift water.
他诱惑那个不太会游泳的人进入比较深的,流得急的水里的时候, 就有了危险。
This life of sin is like a river.
这种我们的罪恶的生活就好像是一条河流。
The waters look cool and refreshing.
这个水看起来是很凉快,很能振奋人的。
There seems to be little danger.
看起来很少危险。
In stepping into the calm and shallow waters.
在走进那个很平,很安静,很浅的水里的时候。
Just offshore.
是靠近那个岸的地方。
However,
但是,
one step towards sin
向罪恶所迈的一步,
breaks down the resistance to sin
就打破了对罪所做的防御。
The tempter is always there to say
那位诱惑人的经常是在那说,
Come with me.
跟我来吧。
There's more fun out here.
在这个地方是好玩的多了。
Beguiled by Satan's deceptive persuasion.
由于撒旦的欺骗而被迷惑了。
The sinner, without realizing it,
这些个罪人在不知不觉的时候,
steps deeper and deeper into sin.
就一步一步地渐渐深入罪恶里头了。
Then he is overwhelmed by the evils of this world.
然后他就被这个世界上的罪恶所淹没。Some
awaken suddenly to their plight.
有的人忽然之间发觉了他们的苦境。And
cry out for salvation.
就呼喊着要求拯救。Others,
like the drowning man.
还有的人呢,他们像那个被淹没的人一样。
Lose their sense of impending disaster.
他们就不会发觉那个即将临近的灾难。
And float lifelessly downstream with the current.
他们就跟那个水流一块就流向下头。
Some of the most deadly sins,
大多数的这些个可怕的罪恶
are actually those which appear to be quite innocent.
在表面上看起来好像都是没有什么大关系。
In fact, many of these are not regarded as sins at all.
事实上其中有很多在社会上多半是不被认为是罪恶。
They're not regarded as sins by a worldly society. Covetousness.
你说贪心。
Selfishness.
自私。
Pride.
骄傲。
Go unrebuked by a law enforcement officer.
一个遵守这个律法的一个人通常是不加以救责的。
Yes, it says here, why these sins, a regular law enforcement officer does not rebuke a person for having such sins. Yet, if not overcome,
如果这样的罪恶要是不加以胜过,
they can lead to sins of the deepest hue.
他们就可以引向这个罪恶更深的地方。
Sometimes it is easier to convert a man on death row.
有的时候要使一个即将要决定要死的人使他们悔改。
Yes, we speak of a man in prison who has been sentenced to death as being on death row.
这就是提到一个已经判定了死刑快要执行的人。
Perhaps it is easier to convert him than it is to convert a proud, self-satisfied individual.
使这样的人悔改比使那些个骄傲自满的人悔改还容易得多了。
The first realizes he is a great sinner.
前面那个人他是看得出来他自己是一个大的罪人。
The other is unable to see anything wrong in himself.
但是另外一个人则看不出来他自己做错了什么。
The reason you and I need to be saved,
你我必须要得救的原因
is because we cannot save ourselves.
就是因为我们不能救我们自己。
Our efforts are useless against the tide of evil.
我们要想反抗这个罪恶的潮流，我们自己的力量是无能为力的。
We can no more save ourselves from sin.
我们不能救自己脱离罪恶。
Than could that unconscious carrier drifting toward destruction.
正如那一个不省人事的挑夫在流向这个灭亡的那个时候不能拯救他自己一样。
Our only hope.
我们唯一的希望
is in crying for help.
就是请求拯救。
Christ will not turn a deaf ear to the call.
基督听见我们这样的呼求，他不会不加理会的。
Lord, save me.
主啊，救我。
Immediately, he throws out the lifeline.
他立刻就会扔出这个救生的绳子。
From the safety of heaven's eternal shore.
就从那个天国那永远的平安的岸边向我们扔出这个绳子来。
As we grasp that line by faith,
当我们凭着信心抓住这根绳子的时候
then our salvation becomes certain.
我们的救恩就是确定。
Every individual on this earth
在这世界上的每一个人
needs salvation
都需要救恩
whether he realizes it or not.
不论他是不是明白这一点。
The scripture warns,
圣经上警告我们说,
all have sinned,
世人都犯了罪,
and come short of the glory of God,
亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
Romans 3:23,
罗马三章二十三节,
the wages of sin is death,
罪的工价就是死。
Romans 6:23,
罗马六章二十三节,
God can help only those who confess their sinfulness.
上帝只能够帮助那些承认他们自己罪恶的人。
He will not save people against their will.
他并不会逆着人的意志来救一个人。
On that hot day by the river,
在那一天，在那个热天，在那个水旁边的时候，
I rescued a carrier from certain death.
我将一个挑夫从死亡之中拯救出来。
This salvation, however,
然而这个拯救
does not guarantee him eternal life.
并不能够保证他有永生。
Only Christ can save the sinner from eternal death.
唯有基督才能拯救罪人脱离永远的死亡。
And give him life unending.
赐给他一个永无休止的生命。
Moreover, the salvation which Christ freely offers.
而且基督所白白要赐给的救恩
will be accepted only by the person who recognizes his danger.
只会由那些真正的看出自己危险的人所接受。
In this greatest rescue of all,
在这最大的拯救之中，
the efforts of a third party are unavailing.
第三者的努力是没有用处的。
Today, the Savior awaits your call for help.
今天这位救主正在等待着你求救的呼声。
Let us look at the vocabulary words to lesson 35.
请注意35课的生字。
There are 10.
一共有10个。
Number one.
第一个。
Vividly.
清清楚楚的。
Vividly. Two. Evangelists.
传道士。
Evangelists. Three. Frantically.
就是拼命的。
Frantically.Four, floating.
漂浮。
Floating. Five, inveigled.
诱惑。
Inveigled. Six, plight.
苦景。
Plight. Seven, impending.
临近。
Impending.Eight, covetousness.
贪心。
Covetousness. Nine, hue.
色彩。
Hue. Ten, unavailing.
无能为力。
Unavailing.We will read the lesson over in English, lesson 35.Why I need salvation.
现在我讲课文用英文再念一遍，第35课。
Why do I need to be saved? Someone may ask. My life is not in danger. I am not sick. Everything is peaceful around me. It is natural for a person to think first of physical danger as real danger. However, a much more serious danger exists.One which often goes unrecognized. This is the danger of living in sin. The unrepentant sinner not only faces the destruction of the body, he faces eternal destruction of the entire individual. I recall vividly an experience I had in West China many years ago.I was traveling over a mountainous area with two other evangelists. We were riding horseback. Our luggage was being carried on the backs of Christian tribesmen. These husky men of the mountains led us across a river. It was midday, and the sun was very hot. The carriers decided to stop at the river for a cooling bath.We sat on the bank in the shade of a tree for rest. Presently, we heard a shout, "Save life! Save life!" We looked up and saw two of the carriers in the center of the river. One was waving frantically. The other was floating downstream with his face underwater. Without thinking about the swift current, I jumped into the river, clothes, boots, and all. I swam to where the drowning terrier was. I grabbed him by the hair. Then I tried to pull for the shore. However, the current was too swift. Soon I realized that both of us were being carried downstream. My friends on shore quickly sensed our danger. One of them noticed a long rope tied to a horse's saddle. Soon he had thrown one end of that rope in my direction. It was barely long enough to reach us. I did not have to be persuaded to hold tightly to that rope until both of us had been hauled ashore. Artificial respiration revived the unconscious carrier. Our carriers had been safe as long as they had contented themselves with bathing in the shallow water near the shore. The danger came when one of them, a good swimmer, inveigled a poor swimmer into deep, swift water. This life of sin is like a river. The waters look cool and refreshing. There seems to be little danger in stepping into the calm and shallow waters just offshore. However, one step towards sin breaks down the resistance to sin. The tempter is always there to say, "Come with me. There's more fun out here." Beguiled by Satan's deceptive persuasion, the sinner, without realizing it, steps deeper and deeper into sin. Then he is overwhelmed by the evils of this world. Some awaken suddenly to their plight and cry out for salvation. Others, like the drowning man, lose their sense of impending disaster and float lifelessly downstream with the current. Some of the most deadly sins are actually those which appear to be quite innocent. In fact, many of these are not regarded as sins at all by a worldly society. Covetousness, selfishness, pride go unrebuked by a law enforcement officer. Yet, if not overcome, they can lead to sins of the deepest hue. Sometimes it is easier to convert a man on death row than it is to convert a proud, self-satisfied individual. The first realizes he is a great sinner. The other is unable to see anything wrong in himself. The reason you and I need to be saved is because we cannot save ourselves. Our efforts are useless against the tide of evil. We can no more save ourselves from sin than could that unconscious carrier drifting towards destruction. Our only hope is in crying for help. Christ will not turn a deaf ear to the call, "Lord, save me." Immediately he throws out the lifeline from the safety of heaven's eternal shore. As we grasp that line by faith, then our salvation becomes certain. Every individual on this earth needs salvation, whether he realizes it or not. The Scripture warns, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death." God can help only those who confess their sinfulness. He does not save people against their will. On that hot day by the river, I rescued a carrier from certain death. This salvation, however, does not guarantee him eternal life. Only Christ can save the sinner from eternal life, eternal death, and give him life unending. Moreover, the salvation which Christ freely offers will be accepted only by the person who recognizes his danger. In this greatest rescue of all, the efforts of a third party are unavailing. Today, the Savior awaits your call for help. May God bless you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝赐福给你，我们再会。